This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Martha Stewart faces a possible prison term following her conviction on obstruction and conspiracy charges. Ms. Stewart's former stockbroker and co-defendant, Peter Bakanovic, was also found guilty of four of the five counts against him. The two were accused of lying to investigators about the reasons Ms. Stewart sold 4,000 shares of ImClone stock in late 2001. Her attorney immediately said she would appeal the verdict, and NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
Word went out early in the afternoon that the jury had reached a verdict after deliberating for barely 2 days. The courtroom quickly filled with people. It was up to Judge Miriam Goldman Cederbaum to read the verdicts. Martha Stewart was found guilty on all four of the charges facing her: two counts of lying to investigators, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy. Her stockbroker, Peter Bakanovic, was acquitted on one count of making false documents, but convicted on four others. Minutes later, Stewart was led from the courtroom, her face a mask. Her daughter Alexis followed her, staring at the ground. Outside the courthouse, perhaps 100 spectators gathered behind police barricades. Some carried signs reading, "Save Martha." In the media frenzy that followed the verdict, producers for one cable news channel tried to communicate the verdicts to their reporters using hand signals from the courthouse steps. Unfortunately, they got some of them wrong. Soon, the new U.S. attorney, David Kelly, came outside to speak to the press. He was flanked by the team of prosecutors who handled the case.
Let this case, as all of those cases, send an important message that we will not, and frankly cannot, tolerate dishonesty and corruption in any sort of official proceeding, especially ones such as these that can affect such a wide range of interests, both business and personal, throughout the country.
This case began on December 27, 2001, when Stewart was heading to Mexico on vacation. During an airport layover, she spoke to her broker's office and decided to sell 4,000 shares of ImClone stock. Why she sold was at the center of the case. Stewart and Bakanovic maintained they had a pre-existing arrangement to sell the stock if it fell below $60 a share. But one of the jurors, Chappelle Hartridge, told reporters yesterday that nobody bought that story.
We gave benefit of doubt to the defendants, yes. But again, once we combed through the testimony and different documents, we felt otherwise.
Hartridge said the jury believed the government's contention instead. Prosecutors had said that Bakanovic ordered his assistant to pass on inside information about the stock to Stewart. They said Stewart and Bakanovic then tried to cover up what they'd done. Among those testifying in the trial was Ann Armstrong, Stewart's assistant. After breaking down on the stand, Armstrong testified that Stewart briefly tried to alter a computer phone log containing information about the sale. Juror Chappelle Hartridge said that testimony did more to sway jurors than anything else they heard.
That was very strong, because that was Martha's way of trying to cover this up about what message Peter left. That was very strong.
But Hartridge said the jury was less convinced by another government contention. Prosecutors had said that Bakanovic tried to alter a worksheet he used when he and Stewart discussed what stocks they would sell. But the jury decided to acquit Bakanovic on the charge of making false documents. Yesterday's convictions amount to a spectacular comedown for Stewart. She is a 62-year-old former caterer from Westport, Connecticut, who turned herself into an avatar of the domestic arts. Her attorney, Robert Morvillo, said Stewart would appeal yesterday's verdict.
We are disappointed. We look at this as having lost the first round. We look at this as an opportunity for us to go to the next rounds, to the Court of Appeals. We are confident that once we get our day in the Court of Appeals, the conviction will be reversed and Martha Stewart will ultimately be determined not to have done anything wrong.
But in the meantime, Stewart is scheduled to appear at a sentencing conference on June 17th. Both she and Peter Bakanovic could get as much as 20 years in prison, although legal analysts say such lengthy sentences are unlikely. Yesterday's verdict is also a sentence of sorts for the company Stewart founded, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia. Stewart's legal troubles have already hurt her company, scaring off advertisers for her magazines and TV show. Yesterday's verdict sent the company's stock price down sharply. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.